Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for September 26th through 30th.
Happy October.
Happy October. So I can't figure out where to start.
That's a problem.
I know. It is. Well, so we had a few Port Charles pipelines, but one of them I feel like is extremely topical. So I don't want to talk about it and I don't want to read it until we get there.
Okay.
Because I also had a very similar thought this week. And so I want to talk about more. I don't want to do it now.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's as good as a reason as any.
And then I downloaded an app just because like sometimes people send us through the chat on our website.
Yeah.
And I get all these pop-ups of like where people were visiting us from.
Oh, that's cool.
It is kind of the craziest thing. We had someone from Ireland this week.
Oh my gosh.
Hi.
Yeah.
We're both Irish, so we're like very excited about this.
We need to plan an international trip.
We should. And you know who else? You know who like loves Ireland and who lives there a lot? I don't know if he lives there or if he just
going to Ireland to stalk your GH crush.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm assuming that you're talking about Valentine.
No.
Oh, who?
Jonathan Jackson.
Oh, that's right. That's where he's supposed to be with Siobhan.
But no, like legit, the actor.
Yes.
And then we can just hop, skip, and a jump over to Amsterdam and say hi to Tony Geary.
Sure.
Watch out, guys.
All that will happen.
Our unpaid podcast.
After we win the lottery.
It's going to afford us that luxury of international travel for GH. However, I know that we briefly talked about this no spoilers thing last week.
Uh-oh.
I kind of got sent a really big one that I had no clue about. Can we please assume that if we do not talk about it on the podcast, please assume that we don't know about it and do not reference it when sending an email? Because I'm going,
Okay.
We're just going to leave it there. I think that's a fair assumption. If we haven't talked about it, assume we don't know about it.
Right.
We'll just leave it at that. Easton, Rocket Sweeta, and Joe Fiel. Oh, darn. I have a notebook upstairs. Hold on. I have a little black book.
My God. That's like a diaper bag, not a purse.
Do you want to know what I have in here?
A whole bunch of crap, I imagine, because it's huge.
I did. You know what's funny? I don't have the one notebook. Where's my notebook? Oh, darn it. Okay, that's going to bother me. Anyway, I took notes in my little notebook. And about Easton and Jophiel's little fireside chat that they had there.
They're so cute.
Did you watch it?
I did not watch it, but they're so
adorable.
Cute.
Adorable. They are so sweet. They've never had scenes together.
Aww.
Yeah, but they just met on set.
Aww.
And so they really, really, really want scenes together, which, you know, Lila's kids would have been great.
Yeah.
But I think it would be great to also maybe try to incorporate, because I think they're the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leo and Violet are about the same age. I think it would be great to show, to start having some classroom scenes.
Yes.
And showing, I don't want to see the bad part, but it's also realistic to have the bad part, but also seeing the children learn acceptance and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And just throwing that out there. If you need a guest star teacher, I'm happy to fly out. I can get my SAG. I was on the news a couple times. I don't think that gets you a SAG card.
No.
No. But anyway, so they were so cute. And they talked about, they both remembered their first lines that they spoke on scene or on the show. And I wrote them down. I think Easton said something about, Dante, you're here, or something like that. And Jophiel said the first time we saw her, she was sleeping.
Aww.
So, and then they talked about their TV moms and TV dads and their favorite people to work with. And they kept going back to, do you know that Sunny's going to be 60 next year? Guess what? General Hospital's going to be 60 and so Sunny.
That should be a good episode.
And they kept talking about, and it was adorable. It was so, so cute. Oh, and Jophiel's middle name is Love because she loves everybody. I know, because people were asking, like, Rocket, where did that name come from?
Yeah.
And his mom just liked it. Which that's a good enough reason.
Exactly. You're the mom. You get to use whatever name you want.
And then, okay, this is just me remembering off the top of my head. And obviously, I don't want to just give away absolutely
oh,
everything.
Oh, right. You need to watch it. I need to watch it.
Yeah, I do believe that they live streamed it. So I think that you can go back and
I'm
watch
sure
it
that
again.
You can.
But they were just so cute. I hope that they have more of those, especially with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it was really nice. Oh, and of course, personal favorite. There were a few people that complimented Easton and said, I am also autistic. And
yay.
So that was just, it was really nice to see that support popping up in the chat.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just the cute. And it was free.
That's awesome.
So that was even better.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to stay and watch the whole thing because I had to watch I had to show a house. That was a fun little thing. It was so cute. Oh. And I shared in our stories today, Yuri, the actor who plays Yuri,
yeah,
is in a music video for Bowling for Soup called Hello Anxiety. And it is a cute, no, sorry. Okay. Let's go back. I love Bowling for Soup, period. Like there's more than 1985, just so you know. I read a really making me feel old meme where there's people in their 20s going, it's the guys that sing the Phineas and Ferb theme song, which is accurate. But,
oh, that's funny.
But there's more. So much more. They're a great band. They do curse a lot. So if that like really offends you, but they're pop punk. So they're, I like them. So he's in this music video and he's kind of one of those actors that can drastically change his look.
Oh,
he kind of, for me, if they were to do a prequel to The Big Lebowski.
Now we're writing whole series.
He's, that's a movie. Kind of
whole movie. Sorry.
We could do a prequel series of The Big Lebowski, but I don't know if that would actually make sense. Who knows? They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff now.
Yeah, you can write a prequel to pretty much anything and make it however you want.
Exactly. His look, like, you would not guess that that was him.
Oh my God,
unless
no.
Unless you knew that was him.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
He shared it, and I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, that's awesome. Good job.
Like, oh my gosh. He has a very chameleon style.
That is so cool.
But yes, look for Bowling for Soup, Hello Anxieties music video, and our boy Yuri's in it.
That is so cool.
Yes. Okay. All right. I have one kind of thought correcting. No, we don't have to do that right now. It's tough to think about how to structure this without getting... So we can start with the Hulu is gaslighting us.
Okay.
They are now not releasing episodes by 8 p.m.
According to them, they never promised that they would, though.
It literally used to be on the website, so they're gaslighting us.
According to them, they never promised that.
And somebody commented, and I think this is a fair thing, that if this is the worst thing that's going on in your life right now, it's pretty good. And I really do. That's actually, I don't think that's exactly what they say, but like that's actually something that I repeat to myself a lot is,
right,
if this is the worst thing that happens today, that's a great, that's, yeah, like that's pretty good. However, I had a few hard days this week, and all I want to do is at 8 o'clock, know that I can have a glass of wine and watch General Hospital. And it's why we have our reality check at the end of the show. And that's why a lot of people talk about, it's our little escape.
Yes.
At the end of the day, if you've had a hard day,
you just want your GH.
It feels so good to sit down and for 35 minutes, be able to just zone out.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we fall behind, and so therefore that's on us.
Yes.
But it's not the same watching it at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
It's a whole vibe.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
So I would really implore Hulu and the powers that be, we're not being ridiculous over this. I'm not going to start a petition. But I really don't. I really don't think that like I'm being ridiculous. It was the same thing like when you rushed home from school to watch it, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's a huge difference.
It's a lifestyle. It's we sound ridiculous.
No, it does affect everything. Like if Friday's episode isn't available till Saturday morning at 7, sometimes our Saturdays are completely booked, and I'm sure everyone has that issue. And so when are we watching it to record?
Right.
So,
and that's just our problem.
Exactly.
But still, like
people who have major other things to do on the weekends, it's even pushing them further behind.
A lot of my work is weekends.
It is.
Can be weekends. But you know what I mean.
Right.
But exactly. It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's,
Hopefully they'll change it back.
I hope
But I
so.
loved that their answer was, well, we never promised that to begin with. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, you did. You sure did.
It is what it is.
It's not our Mandela effect. Shut up. You hate that phrase.
That's what I'm waiting for Hula to say to me. It is what it is.
Well, you start tweeting at them. And that's the thing. I mean, it's, yeah. So that's just kind of our little heads up, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I guess that can bring us into our Hulu headlines.
Okie dokie.
On Monday, Anna and Valentin get romantic. God.
How many times did you watch that scene, Shannon?
That was good. And they stayed in bed for 5 days because yes, we didn't right. see them again until Friday. That should have been Fridays. It should have been, and we revisit. It made me blush. Like, I don't know. On Tuesday, Carly gets a surprise visit.
I was annoyed with that because I feel like that ended up being our filler this week.
Okay. On Wednesday, Sunny wants answers.
Sunny always wants answers.
But I kind of like that because you're like, okay, what are we getting answers to? And it didn't really turn out the way that I thought it was. What happened was not what I thought that was going to be talking about.
Yep.
Thursday, Sam has questions for Spinelli. Lots of questions this week.
Mm-hmm.
Sam has questions for Spinelli. Okay. And on Friday, Victor visits Spencer at Pentonville. Do you want to get started with fillers?
I felt like the Drew and Carly was a filler because we were expecting more to happen there. It didn't really move their storyline ahead anywhere other than saying that he would help her by using his media resources to petition not to have the graves moved because her initial petition was denied because she does not have residency there.
Drew mentioned Carly said something about how important it was to her, and Drew made it sound like he knew what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was there.
No, I think that was one of the memories that were implanted back and forth.
That's what, so I said, Drew referencing that he has Jason's memories, question mark?
Yeah.
So that was kind of like a little, because she looked at him like, what? Oh, yeah, you would. Because Virginia died in 1998.
Okay.
And as we know, like Drew was not even, so that definitely would have been a Jason
right.
memory. However, she died off screen. We didn't see
any of that, no.
As far as I could, I went back and read. I was like, am I not remembering? This was a big issue that Carly finding her a plot. Because, I mean, I feel like that would have been, I was a teenager then, not for nothing. I don't think I would have really been paying that much attention right. to it. But
no, she had discussed it with Jason at some point in time.
But it wasn't like a storyline that, yes. Oh, but it was cute that he got her a video. He made her a video with the girl saying hi.
Nope.
You didn't think that was cute?
Nope. I felt like that was weird. I know that they like him, but he's not Jason. So it's not right. like Jason stopping over and being like, right. hey, girls, just checking in on you.
Right.
And they have a nanny. They have a big sister. They have a dad. All that should be letting them FaceTime their mom or sending her cute videos of them.
Or using Marco Polo. That's what my family uses yes. to stay in touch. We have a group family group chat.
There you go. Yep. Any of those things. Him having to make
paid advertisement.
A special effort to go over. I feel like I'm sure in real life, the actress that plays Donna was just, she's little. And so she doesn't have as much experience. So she was kind of shy. But I feel like even in real life, that Donna would have been like, no, I'm not sure what to say in front of you because you're not my dad. You're not my sister. You're not my whatever. You're just this man
right.
that sometimes hangs out with mommy telling me, say hi to mommy, say whatever.
Right. Okay.
So no, I felt like it was, his intention was cute.
I thought the girls were cute.
Oh, well, the girls are always cute, but his intention was nice. But I felt like,
but
that's not
what realization of it actually being.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Like, what, you just knocked on the door and was like, hey, nanny, can I borrow the kids for a minute? We're going to go out in the garden and take a video for Carly.
Right.
And she was like, sure.
Here you go. Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It felt misplaced. Maybe 6 months down the road or something, but not yet. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Stay away from my kids. Too soon.
All right. What else?
Yeah. And then he went to go sleep at a different hotel because that one was packed. And she was like, no, you can sleep here. And then he went to sleep on the couch when I think we were all expecting at least a kiss goodnight or something. And we didn't get anything. And
or
then,
dinner. And then, yeah, like, hey, this is actually the first night we're spending together. And it wasn't a romantically planned type. So I'm not going to assume. So I'm going to go ahead and go sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, again, I feel like it was just placed there to fill up the time instead of moving the story anywhere. Because then we never revisited it. We never talked about it. So that 10-minute, here they are.
Yeah.
Was kind of disappointing. And then I felt the same way about the Spinelli and Sam stuff.
Okay.
But it was just like, we finally decided to let the secret out somewhere and we'll do it now. Again.
I'm disappointed
Spinelli
in her.
Not doing it in the middle of the hospital. He's too smart for that.
Yeah.
Sam, who's a private investigator, is not like, hey, tell me what you're doing that might get you sent to federal prison in the middle of the hospital.
And how she did not, her being surprised and so seemingly naive
to
anything that he just did or confessed to doing.
Spinelli, your hacker skills are so good that you broke into everyone's backgrounds.
I am curious about that because I really don't know how most of that works. So I'm curious to learn more about that. He brought up a very controversial thing, though.
Oh, no.
The correct way to introduce Star Wars to your children.
I knew you were going to have issue with this.
The correct way to introduce the series is the original trilogy, and then you do the prequels, and then you do the last three.
Okay.
It is fun to go back and watch them in sequential order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but it should be
how they were released.
Correct.
I would agree with that. I know nothing about it, but I would agree that it should be watched the way it was originally released.
Yes. Sorry, Spinelli. I do not agree.
I liked that he said that she liked Darth Vader.
Okay, do we want to go on that? Because that took me somewhere.
Oh, no.
I am so dead serious.
Oh, my. That took me somewhere. All right, I'm intrigued. How did liking Darth Vader get you somewhere else?
It's going to be Austin, and Georgie's going to figure it out because she loves Darth Vader.
Oh, I like that.
And she's going to be like, "Why? Oh, do you know when we're going to find out? It's going to be Halloween."
Of course. We have a whole nother month of this.
Yes, but I think that Georgie is going to...
I love that.
And I think that, especially with what we saw with Austin and Mason, more filler this week that we don't...
Right.
Can we just seriously know what the heck Mason is up to? But I do.
I love that.
As soon as he said that that's who her favorite is, I'm like, mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. No, that would be great. Instead of it being a grown up, just those scenes would be amazing of her being like, no, seriously, listen. And right. All the adults being like, no, honey, just go sit down because you're a child.
Or is she going to, maybe Austin is going to be, I don't know. Or is Austin going to be wrongfully accused because Georgie sees the cape or whatever? I'm going with it's Austin now.
I was thinking it was Austin just because of his interactions with his cousin and the whole, you know what you need to do.
But then I feel like that's so obvious. I feel like we have multiple strains of how this is like a choose your own adventure book.
Yes.
Because I'm really not standing behind firm on any of my suggestions at this point.
Well, this week I am with Austin, but you finally heard them say what I said about the dog tags.
Yes.
And then once they replayed that scene where you're like, oh, how did I miss that the first time?
I must have been doing something.
Because it was, yeah, jingle, 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 jingle.
Now I have that little, my money doesn't jingle, jingle. It folds. Can somebody please make a TikTok of Dex with that? My dog tags don't jingle, jingle. Yeah, they do.
They do. They do. Oh, man.
So I guess then we could just go into Maxie and Austin because Spinelli's poor face.
I know. I felt so bad for him.
Cody shows up and says, hi, sis, but then recognizes Gatlin.
Yes.
So what?
Yeah.
So are we now thinking that, have we seen Cody and Mason in the same area?
No.
So could Cody know Mason?
I mean, yeah.
Is Mason's last name Gatlin? Because I know they're cousins. So, I mean, is...
I didn't think so, but I'm not positive.
Google.
I thought that he introduced Maxie to his cousin at the barbecue, and he did not have the same last name.
Mason Gatlin.
Is it?
Yep.
Huh. Maybe he gave a different name, or I'm just crazy. I'm not sure which one.
Almost everything says just Austin's cousin. So I think that they may have just now assigned him his last name, but the fandom is Mason Gatlin. Oh, by the way, we use General Hospital fandom for Reiko on
Thursday. 411.
We forgot to cite our sources. I'm sorry. Anyway, so yeah, Cody recognized the name. So perhaps Mason is one of the people. Oh, has Mason seen Dante?
I don't think so. Maybe they all went to camp together.
But maybe he's part of what Dante is referring to.
Yeah.
The issue, whatever it was.
Right.
That Cody took the fall for. And now poor Cody's entire trajectory of his adult life has been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dante's gone this way and Cody's gone this way.
And he's somewhere in the middle.
But can we just get there?
Right. Yeah. It's not filler anymore. It's just dragging on.
Yes.
Can we please get to the end of it?
Oh, but then Mac and Felicia show up. I'm sorry. I really liked all that because it was.
I liked that before that when they were at the restaurant with Robert and Mac said he had to get to the hospital or whatever. She was like, I'll take a ride share instead of Uber. I was like, I'm
super generic terms all week. There was the white wine. I'm sorry, Robert. At least specify sweet or dry.
Yeah.
Do something there. Mm-hmm. Do something there. And then I think Cody said that he would have a bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wrote these down.
Of course you did.
Well, no kidding. Just because I was like, it threw me that, you know, Robert wouldn't order a specific.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's a dry wine.
I would absolutely think so. Yeah.
He's my boy. We can share a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
Sure. I'll bring my Dr. Pepper.
Nicholas gave Ava and said, here's a chocolate truffle for you. That was a Ferrero Rocher. Those are delightful.
Yes.
So yes, very generic phrases, I guess, this week.
So do you think that they're going to...
Cody asked for a beer.
Oh, a domestic.
And he said domestic or foreign. He's like, domestic, always domestic.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry.
Do we think that they are going to submit to the DNA test? Because Maxie and Felicia are like, you two have to agree. We're not going to pull Brad here and go take in samples and do some shady stuff. You have to agree that you want this run.
I think that they are going to, just because I don't feel like either one of them wants to
keep wondering
or move on as though they are. And I think both of them just want to clear the air, because Cody has been under the assumption that Mac has had it out for him. And now I think that he can look through it with the lens of, oh no, he's just been scared that I'm his son. Not scared that he's his son, but like scared that he's had a son that he did not know about.
Right. And Maxie was like, do you really want, what's his name, Tob, to be your dad? Because he was mixed up with the cartel.
Which we will be talking about on this Thursday's Port Charles 411. Finally.
Maxie does know everything, because 90% of the stuff that we say we're going to talk about, she's the one that brings it into the week.
Yeah. So Max, we're together.
Thanks, Maxie.
Yes. She could write Edward wrote his biography that has like a lot of the history.
Maxie is not Lulu. She does not think that she's a writer because she wrote an article on cheese.
But
she's suddenly not going to be a writer for all of the cartel business.
But I feel like Maxie could have a blog.
She could have a blog, but I don't think she's going to write about the cartel. She's going to write about fashion or parenting.
True. But Lucy wrote the book, The Travel Guide to Port Charles. And Diane wrote what's Spinelli's book? Just Damien Spinelli? It's something else. It's something.
Secret Life of Damien Spinelli or something like that.
Damien Spinelli, yeah.
That was a good book.
Or it could be some kind of a diary format.
No.
I don't know. Well, okay.
No. Robin already had a diary. No Maxie's diary.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But I did like that Felicia was, that was a little weird though at the restaurant when
here's
he and Britt
number.
Were having his date.
Yeah. I'm going to interrupt your date and be like, here's your dad's number, but I'm not going to tell you that it's your dad, and then it's on you if
but
you want
to call
him or not.
But I encourage you to call him, yeah. But Maxie being like, you would be happy to have Mac as a dad?
Yes.
But then I don't want him to be Cody's dad. I just feel like that does such a disservice to Mac in a way, because he is a great dad to those girls. And that's kind of one of those things, is that not everyone has to have a blood child show up as an adult. It's okay that Mac...
Especially with Dominique passing away.
Right.
So long ago, he would have raised him and it would have been awesome.
Right. So, and especially where it sounds like Cody's had a little bit of a rough time. You know, I feel like, I mean, I guess happy for the layer that that's adding to the character. You know, we're bringing Mac back to know where he can be. But
I don't know. I just feel like they're trying to flip-flop Sunny and Dante, and I don't know how they're going to take that, because Sunny was bad and Dante was good, and now we're finding out Dante wasn't always good, and then Mac's supposed to be good, but we already know that Mac wasn't always good. Now here we are with his son that you assume is bad.
Right.
You don't really have a reason to assume that, because it's going to come out that whatever he did bad was actually covering for Dante.
Right.
So, yeah.
Interested to see where it goes, though. I do. But in short, to answer your question, I do think that they will get it just so that it can be done. Oh, other filler, Curtis and Sunny talking about Marshall.
That was
nice, though, that Curtis was like, I really appreciate you not blasting his personal business all over the place.
And Sunny's like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Duh.
Apparently, all the new medical staff has been replaced.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's been. Okay, here's my thing, though.
Except for Epiphany and Amy, we got back this week.
Yes. But is this why we lost Johnny? Because now there's been a lot more people in the background.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
No, don't say that.
But, I mean,
it makes me sad.
I know that we've kind of said, like, oh, it would be nice to see all those people in the background, but not at the price of Brando.
No.
But all the new medical staff knows HIPAA.
Yes.
Is what I was getting to.
Yes, that woman. I didn't catch her name, but asked Sunny.
I don't think they gave
right
her
away.
A name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you family? And he was like, no, but I'm Sunny Corinthos. And she was like, yeah, no,
that
can't
doesn't
help
mean
you.
Anything.
Well, that was what was silly when it was Alexis asked Finn's dad, like, how do you know about Diane? Because I'm Finn's dad.
Right.
And she's like, oh, yeah, you have an inside connection. Duh. Have we not been meeting at the hospital?
That was
all
another,
these past couple weeks.
Are they why we lost Brando? Because I'm not interested
no.
in that.
No. I'm not interested in them at all.
It's...
And they're dragging it out.
That's the thing.
If they're going to get together, I'm fine with adult couples instead of the younger generation. Like, sure, let's show some mature love.
Yeah.
But not...
I mean, sorry.
Wow! Apparently, you definitely have one interested fan.
Not in them. I was just talking about what happened, like, this week. Was...
Yes. Let's show the... mature relationships, but not with all this back and forth, especially when they are doing with everyone else. Because we had to see the back and forth between Anna and Valentine
right.
for how many months? And then Chase.
But there was
and...
a backstory there, and there was a chemistry, yes. and there was a hurt. Like there was a reason why it took this long for this to finally happen. We don't have that with
no
other than the fact that they just don't like each other,
right?
And it's not. The cute how Brooklyn and Chase didn't like each
yes,
other.
Exactly. It's you like know. The we're going back to grade school of, oh, he pulled my ponytail, so that means he likes me. No, we don't want to see that.
No.
Let them develop into something or not, but quit with the back and forth. Stupid. Do you want to go on to Valentine and Anna now that you are so very excited?
Okay. They need to start giving awards to the spouses of soap stars for
not killing someone. Woo! Okay. I have a serious question, though.
Yeah.
When you are being intimate with
someone. I am not getting that real.
Hold on. No, it's a generic question, so you can.
Okay.
So you can answer it. And maybe theirs is just like for the first time, but at any time, do you slam into walls and furniture all the time? Because
no.
I have never done that in my entire life.
No.
And I don't have a ton of experience, but. Never have I been so caught up in a moment. They came into the bedroom and slammed up against the wall/dresser before they moved to the bed. And Chase and Brooklyn slammed into the wall, like in between his kitchen and the back part of his.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think it's supposed to be the whole knock me off my feet and just like, you just lose.
I'd get a concussion. I'm just if somebody throws me up against a wall like that, I'm like, I need medical attention. Now this can't happen.
Or the wearing of certain undergarments.
Yes.
Especially when that was not really a planned.
I feel like Anna does just dress like that all the time.
I do
because
too.
She's so beautiful. But I was jealous. So jealous.
But I mean, like, what kind of prep work do they put? And I understand it's a job. So, like, I mean, and you read all these stories about
that
how.
That has to be difficult. Because the way, especially with Anna and Valentine.
Especially when they have.
The way they looked at each other when she was sitting on top of him. That looked like. Yeah, like I have wanted to kiss you and do this for so long. And
I mean, and they are great actors.
Yes, but you're right. If I was his wife, I would be like,
be like, no, no. Well, and it's, you read all the time about these actors that say that they play around with it and they'll eat like a ton of Doritos before doing these scenes to kind of keep it light.
Yes.
I guess, but I mean,
I mean, you hear about a lot of spouses just not watching those scenes because it would make them jealous. And I guess that would have to be me because I would be like, you never kiss me like that.
Right? I know.
It's I don't get concussions tossed against the wall like that.
They deserve awards.
Yes.
Like, which spouse had to put up with the most this year?
Yes. There's a new.
Oh, but I loved the lead up to it with them talking by the fire.
Yes.
And about how they'd kill each other.
Yes.
For each other's children.
Yes.
But they would miss each other. I thought that was really
sweet. It was a very real conversation. I love you so much, just not more than my children. So if I had to, I would kill you.
And they talked about killing Victor. And then he's like, but I would have to kill you because I can't leave anyone knowing.
Right.
I mean, that's a whole different.
I mean, sometimes you just got to be real with people before you go into that sexy stuff.
But yeah, if you want to further this conversation, just go to Twitter. Obviously, we're not, but I mean,
it was the appropriate amount of steamy because when you saw them, they were in their like underwear, but they were still mostly covered. And then when they got to the part that they like fell back into the bed, then you didn't see them again until Friday. So like you said, they had a very nice time.
Yeah, it left enough to the imagination because that's the thing. I don't feel like we need to see all the things.
No,
we don't. Okay. But I did love on Friday when his phone started to go off. She didn't even look at it.
She didn't.
She just passed it right over. Didn't even ask who it was.
Yeah.
Like that is.
That was a strong, strong woman. I still can't see that now.
See, we keep ours on our respective sides. So
usually we do too. But sometimes Ryan will have his like laying on the bed and it'll go off. And like, I don't go through it, which actually he laughs at me because he's given me his password like 400,000 times just for like, you know, in the car, can you put on the map or whatever? And I'm still like, what's your number? I don't know how to do it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just instinct. When it goes off, I'm like, oh, here's your phone. But yeah, I glance at it. And if it's a girl, I usually make fun of him. And if it's a guy, then I'm like, oh, you have more work to do. Have a great day.
Right.
But yeah, I look. So.
And it was Charlotte.
It was Charlotte looking so grown up. I like
that still he the shared recast. That
with Nina.
Okay, that was also such a mature adult moment.
I really liked that.
When he's like, can't you even try to be jealous? And she played with him. Like, that's the Nina that I like.
Yes, exactly.
That's the Nina
And I love Anna, who's just like, no.
Yep. I thought that was a great interaction.
Yes, I will give her that. One teeny tiny point of a star.
She gets one.
What is the point?
An arm of a star?
No, she doesn't get the whole point? Arm. She just gets the very point.
Oh, the very part. Tip top?
Yeah, I wouldn't even give her the very top one.
Are they called like arms? What are the points?
It's a point.
Okay. I'm picturing the Eaton Park star in my head right now. And that thing flies. So it flaps its wings. Or flaps its arms. If you are not from Pittsburgh,
we are so sorry because this reference just, is absurd.
Just go to YouTube and look up Eaton Park Christmas star.
Yep. It's like commercial. It is pretty famous.
Yeah, it's from the 80s and it's played every year.
And it's like one of the most simple design concepts ever.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And they'll never let go of it
because
it's so good.
Yes.
But yeah, so they don't get the head of the Eaton Park star. She doesn't get the head of the Eaton Park star because that's just too important. But like the left army point, that's what she gets for this week. You're welcome, Nina.
Okay.
There's my mommy language. Left army point.
But then before that, she was talking with Sunny about...
That was the part that I didn't like. She was talking to Sunny about Nicholas and Ava. And like, I'm going to bypass that for a second. She was talking about that. And then Miss Wu came up and she saw their conversation was getting a little too their businessy. And she was like, I have to go. Bye. See ya. And she like walked away and you thought she was going to the elevator. And then it was like a long time later, she walks up to Anna and Valentine is like, hi. Okay. What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then she's like, oh my gosh, I have to go. Where were you for that 25 minutes in between?
Maybe she went to the ladies' room to
powder her nose for 25 minutes.
That's I don't know.
Yeah. Those just needed to go more together. But anyway, I loved Sunny's line talking about Ava and Nicholas. Did you write it down?
I did not.
Oh, well, there's another thing I'm angry about.
Say the line, then we'll go to anger.
Yes, she says you can't deny that Ava and Nicholas have a powerful connection. And Sunny says, you call it powerful, I call it toxic. And I was like, yes, Sunny, I love you.
That was good.
Many powerful / toxic relationships I am aware of. Yes. And then she, of course, comes back with, yeah, they probably have about as many people rooting for them as we do for us. So,
right.
How are you really going to be mad about it? But he has reason to. He knows Nicholas is. And even Elizabeth said that this week. She was like, if it was Nicholas from back in the day, I would have no problem believing that he did it with good intentions. But Nicholas now, he might be trying to kill you. I'm not sure.
Ava had to ask, and what about Nicholas? Now, I feel like that's the first time we've heard Liz talk that way about Nicholas, especially to someone like Ava. I feel like we've heard her
say. But now they're like BFFs because Elizabeth came clean about the alibi.
I kind of like it.
I'm okay with it. It's just funny that it's such a shift. I feel like they're at
an understanding.
There you go.
She did something that she didn't have to that upset Ava, but at the same time,
yes,
alleviated some stress, I guess. But yeah, I did like Ava and Liz this week.
Okay, so sticking with Ava to get me on to what I'm mad about. Ava had a conversation with Curtis this week where he said that Trina can't work for her anymore because it's not safe. And she said, yep, that's fine. I totally agree with you. And they somehow in like 5 minutes got her this internship.
I know!
That was highly sought after, that Trina herself was like, I didn't apply in time, so I cannot possibly have this. And she's like, yeah, me and Curtis in 5 minutes hooked this all up and have an official letter that says that you get it.
Yep.
But then whenever everyone, it seems like, in Trina's family was talking about Curtis and the whole stepdad thing, they say Curtis hasn't been a stepdad before.
Who the heck is TJ?
Thank you.
Right.
Okay. I was so mad. I was like, wait, what?
Yes, he is also his nephew, but he was also his stepdad.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Totally. Okay. Totally picked up on that.
Yeah. I was so mad. Like, we just don't count TJ anymore because he was also older. It's not like either one of them were 5 whenever he married their mother, but he was around TJ when TJ was younger.
Yeah.
Than what Trina is. So he absolutely has been a stepdad.
Yes. I wrote, Ava says Curtis hasn't been a stepfather. TJ.
Yeah.
Who's his nephew's stepson.
Exactly.
Taggart and Curtis talking was very nice. I like that. That kind of reminded me of my ex and my husband because they just kind of randomly talk about stuff. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, I don't have that experience. I don't know how that is.
It is what it is. But the Murphy Cats Foundation is not a real thing. I was kind of hoping that it was. Like, I was hoping that it was like a real art fellowship that like each major art museum has, like that's their ambassador at that location.
Right.
Like that's what I was hoping for. And I think we're past the point where Trina would have been mad about that.
Yeah. Especially when it was so obvious for her safety and a better opportunity. It's not like... Right. Curtis said that you can't work here anymore and now you're doing nothing.
It was for the time being.
Right. We're going to shut down the gallery to keep everyone safe.
Yeah. I feel like Trina and Curtis's relationship has progressed where that reaction was not in line with where they are.
Right. And I don't understand why they're not just going to hide whatever happens with Diane, because they already said if the killer knows that Finn has the anti-venom, that they're just going to up their game. So why don't we just pretend like she died?
Right.
Keep her hidden for a little bit. Sunny has a whole bunch of safe houses. It'll be okay.
There have been plenty of people who have pretended to die before. Maybe Brando pretended to die.
That would be nice. But
that would be fantastic.
That would be horrible for Sasha. But that would make so much more sense.
Yes.
So that we can figure this all out. Because, yeah, if you keep upping your medical game, the hooker guy is going to keep upping his hooking game. And I know that didn't all go together, but I was just picturing them in the hospital and how Finn... like openly said, oh yeah, I came up with the anti-venom, it's fine, blah blah blah. And I'm like, stop saying that out loud.
Right.
What are you doing? Everyone's gonna hear you.
And if they could stop with the you're not my dad, although Portia and Jordan.
I loved that, like, Jordan towers over Portia and Portia was right in her face and was like, you don't need to worry about my daughter. Knock yourself off. I loved it. She stood her ground. I mean,
well, she called her out on the, can you quit with the little side comments? Just say it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying? Like, do you want my husband or my fiance? Like, do you want your husband back? And then it's no. Are you going to tell him that he's Trina's dad? And I mean, I don't think Portia was expecting that one, but Portia called her out on it. She's like, we are not 12 anymore. Stop with the passive aggressiveness.
Exactly. If you want him back, just say that. Woman up and go after him. Or say, no, that, whatever goes on in your relationship is none of your business.
Yes.
There is a point where telling your ex things for their own good is not for their own good. They have to live their own lives. So if Curtis gets hurt, he made that decision. Sucks to be him.
Oh, it was when Portia went to apologize to Jordan for Curtis's behavior. And she was like, you do not have to explain him to me.
Yes. I might use a line like that.
But
I'm just saying, if new wife tried to explain something to me, I'm pretty sure I've said the line, you know how he is before to her. So,
right.
We're all over the place. I'm sorry.
Oh, so we real quick, we can just wrap up Nicholas and Ava. And he, that letter that he wrote was a confession.
Yes.
To Kelly Esme. And she's like, not good enough. So we're going to get it on video instead.
Yes. She's so smart. I love Ava. Love it.
And then talked about that. Ooh, they're giving Finn back a personality.
Because he got a haircut and put on a black shirt. That shows his tattoos. Is that where we're coming with that from?
No, it was with him. To Britt, when he came up to the nurse's station and said, I need to talk to you. And Britt was like, I'm sorry, I'm off. And he goes, not you, Terry. And then when he got all almost fighting with Nicholas.
Yes. Yes, but I feel like that was the change. It's like he got a haircut. It was like, oh, there I am. Let me remember how to talk to people again. And next week he shows up with Rossi. I'm done. Hey.
But Nicholas saying that Finn is why Liz has all these problems.
That was not nice.
And
not true at all.
And Nicholas knows that.
Exactly.
Because
Liz had problems before.
But no, but has Liz hasn't told Nicholas that she's been. Yeah, because yes. They talked about Sarah, because it was 10 years ago and it's like, no, Nicholas, 20, sorry.
Right.
Yes.
And that was the whole reason she needed the alibi was
right.
Because she had blacked out. So yeah. He knows.
Yeah.
And it's not because of Finn. Come on. But I like that it was Alexis. I loved her tone. She was like, Nicholas, get over here. And he was like, but, and she was like, right now.
Yep.
And he came over. And then she like yelled at him and he's like, what do you need from me? And she's like, for you to stop acting like this is a playground and trying to have a brawl in the middle of the hospital when I'm worried about my friend.
Yes.
And he promised he would stop. So Alexis is like the only person he kind of sort of listens to. So hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, but Yuri sent flowers to Terry.
Yes.
That was sweet. Oh, I did like, okay, hold on. Let me see if we have to go in order here. Oh, Marshall and Epiphany, and he's doing music therapy for the patients. I like that.
Yeah, that was filler too.
I was going to say, I'm like,
yeah, sorry, I forgot about that.
It's okay.
That was so much.
Oh, mini filler, Chase in Brooklyn.
So much.
Mini filler.
Oh, mini filler.
Because it didn't go anywhere, but it was good.
But I liked it. So I wasn't calling that filler. The way that she smashed that coffee cup whenever he opened the door, I was like, yes,
yeah.
I would have spilled my coffee too. Oh my.
Oh, and he knew what he was doing.
Oh, yes. She totally called him out too. She was like, stop. And he's like, stop what? And she's like, being so sexy because I just can't right now. You need to use this energy for tonight's performance.
So our buddy Max has a big problem with it. She probably spent $7 or $8 on that coffee and she wasted it.
I'm with you, Max. I'm with you.
He's like, you need that.
Yes.
It was the cutest.
Yes, I'm with you on that because those fancy coffee drinks are very expensive. I would be mad that I spilt it, but he was a good reason.
Probably worth it.
Spill
it.
Yeah.
And then she went and emptied his fridge.
Yeah.
Of all this. I feel like you should have done that before the day of.
Yes.
Maybe that should have been part of the initial consultation with your client. Here are things that can affect your vocal cords. Because apparently he's been singing just fine to get the gig and do all the things, eating and drinking the things that he's been doing.
And it didn't make any sense because they said their plan was tonight he was going to perform awesome and then fire Brooklyn and then go with Slimy Dude.
Link.
Thank you. My brain just like totally forgot it. So why does it matter what your voice sounds like next week? You're not going to eat all that food before tonight or drink all those drinks before tonight.
I want to know what he is allowed to have then, because I mean, she
strict diet,
and
man.
I'm sorry. Brooklyn is not dumb enough to think that eggs are dairy.
She's like, it's on the same side of the chart.
It's in the dairy section.
I liked that.
Yeah, but she's not.
She's not that dumb, but I thought she's being overprotective.
She's not even ditzy. She's occasionally aloof, but she's not dumb. And I felt like that line made her sound
dumb. Yeah, I thought she was just being over the top to make sure that his voice was safe. If she would have like continued on with it, throwing a bunch of stuff away that was absolutely not, then, but the eggs I was okay with. As long as Chase had his shirt off.
The eggs weren't the problem. It was her saying that they're dairy.
Right. That was the reason for throwing them away. Yes. So, I will take that filler any day.
Oh, Gladys mentioned Sunny's tea.
Yes.
See, not crazy.
You're not crazy. And poor Sasha's credit card got declined.
Did not even think about the issue.
I was very, very surprised that they kept Gladys calm, though, because I feel like I would have gone off and been like, I'm sorry, I don't know how to call my dead son to ask him if it's okay that I use their money to pay for his funeral. Once you figure that out, you let me know.
Yeah.
But Nina jumped because in.
Sasha was right there. If she had been in the other room.
I was proud of her, but I feel like I would have snapped with that. Yeah, Nina jumped in and was like, do you want to use my credit card? Yeah, you're right.
That's going
to
happen.
And then she talked to Sunny about, poor Sasha doesn't have anyone to be her representation, whatever it was, conservator. Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, it's going to be Nina and I'm going to be annoyed with her.
But I did like that Sunny was like, wait, I will pay for anything.
I love him. I love his dedication to family. I don't love him when he's sending people to cut off people's fingers.
No.
That was scary. I was scared.
That deck. Was
like,
so we'll go there. Okay. Well, I guess we have to start at the beginning of that then.
Guess so. So Diane was found with him over top of her, covered in blood, obviously trying to save her, though. I was not sure why they were like, get away from her. Why? So she can bleed out? Like, I'm obviously holding pressure.
Well, that's a thing, though, that the person who did the crime
will try to save you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way, he's trying to save her. So don't tell him to stop applying pressure until.
Right. Yes.
Call the ambulance.
Like, even if he did do it, he is still
saving her life at this moment.
Right. So let's not interrupt that.
Right. He was like, get away from her. I'm like, you're just gonna bleed out. Stop.
Did they recast the one paramedic that we've had for the past 10 years? We haven't seen him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's very sad.
I know. He's
no
Matt Javen, right?
Javen. Yeah. All that sounds right. I remember us talking about how we say it before and not knowing how.
Yeah, Matthew. Oh, it's not Javen. It's Jain. Yes. So the last time that we saw him was on May 10th.
Maybe he's just on vacation because we liked him as our paramedic. He did a decent job. Most people didn't die under his care.
Getting Harmony.
Ah,
that was the last time we saw him. But anyway, yes.
So yeah. And so then they put together what we all know, that he's been at every crime scene or very close to it. And so they take him in and they won't let him go when he says, are you arresting me? But when Sunny shows up and says, are you arresting him? Okay, we're leaving. Then he's free to leave.
Right. And Dante questioning him and
then says, you should call your attorney.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have questioned him at all without his attorney. But I'm not sure what attorney he's calling because his attorney is the one that just got hooked. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Alexis going to get back into it to cover for Diane?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they should have Molly do it. That would be good.
Yeah.
But she probably can't since she works for the DA.
Right.
Anyways.
Oh, let's have Rick come back.
Oh, ooh. That would be good against Molly.
Oh, let's do it.
That would be fun. Yes. And then whenever she beats him, she can be like, I learned everything I know from my mother. Yeah, that would be great.
Yes.
So anyway, he gets out and you think that Sonny's like, woohoo, rescued him. And then he's like, I'll give you a ride home. And even Dex instantly is like, that's okay. I'll walk. I don't need a ride. And he's like, get in my car. And then takes him and throws him in some storage shed thing behind
restaurant. It's a restaurant freezer.
Was it? I thought it was like behind it.
That's a restaurant freezer.
Oh, okay.
That's a walk-in.
Okay. That's what I thought it was at first.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it felt like, after Michael and them left, that he walked outside and then walked into the freezer?
It could be outside, but it's a walk-in freezer,
Okay. I thought they'd still be, like, in the building.
I don't know what the zoning regulations are for a walk-in freezer in New York, but that was definitely a walk-in freezer.
Okay. maybe it was an old one that they just had left out there, like they're going to get rid of.
We also don't know how big that restaurant is.
True.
So that could have been, I mean, we don't know where the kitchen is.
Yeah, the kitchen we never is see the, off that side.
But so that's what I'm saying. So that way.
But it, I don't know. It felt like they went outside. Like when they knocked on the freezer for the bad guy to let them in or out, that it was in an alley is what it felt like to me. But I could be crazy. Anyway, point is that had nothing to do with anything.
Nope.
He is hanging.
Where do you think the walk-in freezer is? If you know the zoning codes,
our obscure trivia of the week is. So he's hanging there and dude, well, first Sonny hit him a couple times and then he's like, no, I don't need to handle you. And neither does the other guy that hit you a couple times. We're going to have my friend take care of you that works for Miss
Carver.
Yeah.
Carver.
Carver. That's
I think that's not gorgeous. His real name.
No, you
know. I think that's his nickname.
You think?
Yes.
And then he like rolls out all these knives and starts sharpening them. And I was like, oh my gosh, just tell him whatever he wants
that
to know.
That would be crazy though if
that's
that was his
so
real name.
Scary. That would be. That would be really funny.
Yeah. Like your parents picked this for you, dude.
Yeah. This is your life.
And then Sonny was picking up on Julia Roberts with the that's a huge mistake. Huge. Although in Pretty Woman it is that's a big mistake, huge. But when he it was the tone in which he did it, he was channeling his inner Vivian.
Wow. Okay.
And Carver was Richard Gere with the necklace, but with knives instead.
Okay. I prefer the necklace. He does not want those knives.
Did you know that when Richard Gere, have you seen Pretty Woman?
I absolutely have seen Pretty Woman.
Don't, you have not seen a lot of movies that I feel like you should have. You know when he snapped yeah. it? That was improvised?
Yes.
And that wasn't, her I laugh like was legit.
I love that. Yes.
There's your Pretty Woman trivia today, too.
We're going to add that with our freezer. At the end of the year, we should have a prize. Who knows the answer to all our stupid random questions that we ask? Anyway.
But then Michael came.
Yes. Michael came and was like, where
is he?
Is Dex at? He should have made up a stupid story.
But there was like a tiny part that made sense. But then it went too far. When he was like, no, you're not paying attention to what you are known for and what you are doing right now. And so he kind of almost made it sound like he was looking out for Sonny.
Yes.
But then Sonny's like, no, what's the real reason?
Right. If I was Michael, I would have said, have you not noticed that Jocelyn is getting close to him?
Right.
And Jocelyn is already hating you. You're going to make her hate you even more if you kill him. And not that Michael knows this, but Sonny should think back to whenever Jocelyn saw them beating up that guy
mm-hmm.
and whatever.
Right.
And then be like, okay, yeah, I need to wait on
Jocelyn's going to put all these
because,
things together.
Yeah. Jocelyn already said she had video that she then deleted. Do you know she deleted it? Or right. What other information does she have that she's going to be the one to bring you down? So you should probably not kill the guy that she thinks is very nice.
Well, she did go to Dante and was like, why am I not a target? And for whatever reason, Dante's like, you're not. I'm sorry. I'm on team her.
Yeah.
She definitely was.
Right.
I think she was the target.
Yes.
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah.
But then she goes to Sonny and basically says the same thing.
Right.
So
where's my friend?
Yeah.
So they let him go for now.
Yeah.
Sonny says he needs to investigate more. I was so happy that they didn't even like start to cut him because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't watch
yeah.
this. Please don't.
Yeah. But then Rory, Joss, Trina, and Cam had their little double date at the axe throwing place.
I thought that was cute that they kept in character where Joss was the one that was like, let's make this a competition. And Trina and Cam were like, of course, that's what you want.
Right.
And they went back and forth. That was a nice, like,
I want to know if that's
date.
A real
true date.
Like, I want to know if that's a teardown set. Like, I think that they should have that as a real set. That's the stress relief for the actors is,
oh,
hey, you having
fun.
A hard day? Just go, you know, go throw some axes.
There you go. I still have not done it. I want to.
Did not. Me neither. Let's do it. Okay, let's plan it.
Yes.
Didn't I say that I wanted to do that for my birthday?
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay. Yeah, I forgot that I wanted to do that.
Well, I'm glad that you reminded us that we hadn't done that and want to.
But Joss comparing Spencer's secret with Cam to her secret regarding Dex are not the same thing.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why Trina let her... I'm going to say get away with it because I feel like she's that kind of friend that would call her out and be like, no, that's not right. That's two totally different things. You know, Cam was, keeping the secret for the long run,
right?
Result.
Yeah. You're just hiding stuff from your boyfriend.
Right. There's a big difference there.
Yes.
And then Victor went to go see Spencer and he's wearing the wrong size clothes and his food's being stolen.
And then that guy knocked the book out of his hand.
Yeah. I did not see which book.
Slammed it and slammed another book on his head.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
I did like that Victor was encouraging him to reach out to Trina, though. That was nice.
That was nice. I'm surprised that no one visited him yet.
Yeah.
I would think Cam would at least.
Yep.
So hopefully that's coming up.
Agreed. All right. So then, okay, that's basically it, except for I did not read. So I guess we're ending with the Port Charles pipeline on this one. Chelsea.
Okay.
Rory is one of the two hookers. So love it. She's on team two hookers with me.
There you go.
Either Esme is his adoptive sister or twin sister. Not all siblings look alike, twins or not.
Right.
But then who would be, but then that rules out. Oh, yeah, we have a lot of different theories about who her mom is. Never mind. Esme put Rory in place to distract Trina from Spencer so Esme could accomplish her goal to rip Ava and Nicholas apart to please Daddy.
Stop.
Oh, wait. This is why we love her. She put the sick face. Sick emoji. Which, by the way, I will stand by. Do you watch Yellowstone?
No.
There is one person on TV that can get away with saying Daddy, and it is Beth Dutton.
Okay.
But it's because the way that she says it, it's not dirty. It's okay. Definitely not. She's a mid to late 30s woman, and Kevin Costner's. I mean, she could totally be saying that inappropriately.
I was gonna say, I don't know.
However, she's not. Like when she's talking to him, she's like, okay, Daddy, you know, and it's just that's their relationship.
Okay.
It's never, definitely no grossness with that specific.
Right.
Esme failed. So now she is trying to kill the ones that caused her to fail. Ava, Joss, Brando was an accident, Diane, and I think Trina's next or another attempt on Joss.
Oh, I like that.
Rory is going along with the plan because Esme is psycho and manipulative and maybe the only one that he's ever truly been there for him.
Aw, yeah.
Right? The writers purposely limited the scenes between Esme and Rory, and yes, Esme flirted with Rory, but that was to push her plan along.
Yeah.
She knew flirting with Rory would make Trina jealous and make Trina instinctually more into Rory.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. Esme flirts with her dad behind closed doors so that flirting with her brother in public to further her agenda was easy. That's just gross. But I get that.
Right.
But I never, ugh.
Mm-mm.
Ugh. The writers are also making Rory very, very likable. Joss said how happy she is that Trina was with him at least 6 times in one episode this week. She sure did. I feel like she's going to end up eating those words later on. They want us to like him. I think they're doing this to add the extra level of shock when his true evil is revealed. Or theory two. Rory is Reiko's son.
Oh.
Which I had that thought this week too. I'm still developing this theory, but they did make a point to say that Rory was adopted and that he was Filipino. I'm not trying to racially stereotype, but they finally showed us Reiko's face, and I think she is also Filipino. She is also she's a very small woman, very Esme size. So maybe Reiko is one of the women that hooked Diane.
Oh.
And the toxin with the lizard DNA is very odd, but revenant connection.
Yeah.
I just cannot figure out motive. I'm with you there. That's why I've been stuck. Unless Reiko is Esme and Rory's mom, and then it ties, which then means Reiko and Ryan?
No.
And then it ties both of my theories together, but I can't quite tie all the ends of this theory together yet, but maybe that's the point. No matter how this plays out, Dex is not the killer, and him and Joss will end up together by the end of this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I said, I was like, I had the same thought this week about Rory and Reiko, but still working on piecing it all together too, because it really does not make sense. Because I feel like Reiko would be going after the people associated with Liz.
Right.
And not Sunny.
Yeah.
Unless there's something that we don't know about there. But there's one thing that we messed up as we were talking about Reiko. We kept thinking she died in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
They never said when she died. We just know that she died.
Oh, that's true.
So it is possible that if she died in 1997 and if she's 10 years older than Liz, she would have been 24. Liz would have been 14, about the age. I mean, I thought she looked pretty young.
Yeah.
And I did look up because I was like, is that too young to be a doctor? And first year med students' average age is 24.
Okay.
Thanks, Google. And I came up with that on Tuesday before watching and while I was editing the 411. I felt like I had to put that little disclaimer in there for myself just in case by Friday that came out.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. What would that motive be?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't get behind that because I don't understand the motive. I'll go with Rory, but not with.
I am really liking, though, that I feel like our theories change every single week.
Oh, yeah.
But I like that. I like that we are definitely being kept guessing. And yes, we're, I don't know. I mean, this week, I think it's Austin because of Darth Vader. You know?
That was so good.
So that is it from the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So what do you have going on this week?
Oh my gosh, I'm so boring still. I did not have anything good going on this week. And then I felt really guilty because I think that I jinxed Madeline's hamster.
Did you hook the hamster?
I think I, like, not literally, but yeah, I think I put it out in the universe. And it broke my little heart because she's 9 and, like, she feels emotions. Not because other people tell her to feel emotions, but you can tell that a lot of her emotions are still based off
other people's reactions.
Yeah. And so this was the first time that I felt like her reaction was all her own. And I felt so guilty because she was going to her dad's house. And so I think everybody knows, like, hamsters store their food. So you don't have to feed them every single day. So I always have her feed it before she goes to her dad's house. And then it's good for an extra day if I forget, because sometimes I do. So I said to her, hey, feed your hamster. And it was like this whole thing. She had lost her iPod. And so I called it and then she found it. And so she was like FaceTiming me and like being all cute. And I was like, all right, well, get ready for bed and feed your hamster and whatever. And so she hangs up on me and I'm in my room. And all of a sudden, I hear, ah, mommy, and like the most horrific, sad voice you've ever heard in your entire life. And she comes running in and she yells, Hammy's not moving. And she's just bawling her eyes out with these big crocodile tears and like hysterically crying. And I'm holding her, like my shirt is wet. She's crying so much. And then she like recovers. It was like a good half hour cry. And then she like recovers. And a little bit later, she starts crying again because she thought about it. And then it got to like actual bedtime that I made her go to bed. And she's like, can you sleep with me? Because it's not going to be the same without Hammy in my room. And I was like, oh my God. And then I laid with her and she was like, thank you for laying with me, mommy. Mommy snuggles always make everything better. And I was like, I just want to like pause this moment.
Be real for the rest of your life.
Exactly. I just wanted to like bubble wrap us laying in her bed and pause it for the rest of life because it was the sweetest thing I think anyone said to me in a very long time. But yeah, hearing that scream and cry that was like genuine all Madeline emotion, not persuaded by someone else. I felt so sad. And I'm so sad. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything about how long her hamster has lived for because I jinxed it. So, yeah, that was it. I devastated my kid on accident by putting that out in the universe. So, I feel really bad.
At least you didn't hook him.
I didn't hook him. But I even made, like, Ryan go check to make sure he wasn't just like hibernating or something, because you know they get like wintery time, they kind of not play dead but sleep very soundly and aren't dead. And he came in and was like, no.
that's
a dead hamster. So yeah,
how about you? Did you hook anybody?
I'm putting bad thoughts in the universe.
No, but we finally had our IEP meeting and it was tough.
So you may have wanted to hook some people for it.
It was exhausting and emotionally and mentally draining. And we've been in a good place for so long that, and you've been through with this, but you've also been there like when my daughter was at her peak of, it's like, you know how hard I have worked to get to where we were.
Yes.
And then to find out that there were two big things that I didn't know to do or whatever, like, I feel like I've completely failed.
But and you haven't.
I know, but I still feel that way.
I know.
But also, a lot of what we talked about didn't necessarily have to do with the school, but because of her age, you know, and their goal is for these kids, these students to go out into the world and have jobs and live as independently as possible.
Right. And all the programs need to work together for that to happen. And they just kind of assume.
I shouldn't have to hold an IEP meeting where I'm having a room full of people call out.
Yes.
One of my coordinators, two.
Right.
Two people. Because I'm like, listen, here's the entire room who I have been talking to and who has been telling me XYZ needs to happen. And you guys are telling me no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's my army.
Yeah.
But, and we have a meeting with a new coordinator tomorrow. So hopefully that kind of, and I sent them a huge email and said, listen, here's our situation. And they're like, we think we can help. And I said, cool. So it's not like I'm just hiding anything. So I'm just, it's insane because the day before the IEP meeting, I had a meeting with a woman from a local advocacy group who wanted to connect me with another mom who just started as a volunteer there who has an adult daughter. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of already been where I am.
Yeah.
And then we called someone who works for another organization who was again saying, and I'm like, why are there four of us having to even talk about this?
Right.
And saying, yeah, they don't know how to do their own jobs.
Yeah.
Which it sounds horrible because I shouldn't be saying that about somebody. Like, I shouldn't.
Right.
And then I feel bad for saying that about the fact
that it's the truth.
It is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. We're going to get Amanda to like that phrase.
No, you're not. Not ever. In fact, I went over to my mom's yesterday and was playing we were playing Yahtzee with Matt. He's like rolled something awful and he was like, oh, it is what it is. And I was like, don't say that.
So you're never going to get me. We at least say it jokingly now.
You're never going to get me to like it.
But yeah, so I mean, and she was having a hard day to begin with. I had made the mistake of trying to prep her for it before the day began.
More stress than
and
us.
Well, but I was just reminding of, hey, don't forget, I'm going to be there at 1:00. You know, we're going to be talking about this.
Right.
You know, it's going to be about the job. It's going to be about, you know, your future. And she gets very overwhelmed about it. And she's frustrated about the fact that things have not worked out the way that they were supposed to.
Right.
So she sat there in silence. And the only things that she wound up telling the team was that she hates me. And, you know, so that was great.
Of course.
But, and we talked about it on Friday night. And I mean, we actually kind of had a little cuddle moment too, was aww. Just, I was just upset. I was like, I understand. I said, but you know, this is part of, you can be upset with me if you want, but
you can't say you hate me.
Well, not in the middle of a meeting that literally, if these people did not know otherwise, would have thought that I was forcing you to say this. So that's my concern. But I think we're okay. But anyway. And for her birthday, we told her that we would get her a guitar. And so we went and got it yesterday.
Oh, fun.
So she picked it out. The guy was great. And we are... Guitar Center does a first free consultation.
Oh.
And their prices are actually pretty reasonable for monthly guitar lessons.
Cool.
And I specifically said, I was like, hey, you know, here's our situation. They're like, yep. So we have boom, boom, and boom.
Nice.
That they think would be, there was at least two, if not three people that they, as soon as I said it, they were like, these are ones that we think would be a good fit. Or, you know, at least the ones that you could try to go to first. Because obviously everyone's situation is separate.
Right.
Different. But yeah. So. I guess we kind of ended on a good note.
God.
Anyway.
You're such a dork.
I know. What would you do if I wasn't, though?
No, that's very true.
Yes. So join us on Thursday as we finally get started talking about the cartel.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet with a peer.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to peer54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Peer 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.